Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Femi Olaniyo podcast. Thank you for coming back to listen to another episode, man. I really always appreciate you guys for always coming back to listen to another episode, man. It's really, really nice. I appreciate your effort, your support. And to those guys that are giving me feedbacks and reviews, man, you guys are the real VIPs, the real MVPs, man. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you for always coming back to listen to another episode of my podcast, man. As you know, yeah, we drop content on personal finance, productivity, lifestyle, and even relationships. So guys, make sure you tune in to this podcast next Sunday too, and no, subscribe to my podcast. But before I go on, let me just introduce guys to today's topic. Today I'm going to be talking about how to create a financial plan. Now, a lot of you will be wondering, what is a financial plan? Okay, what does it mean? Now, it doesn't mean I'm planning my financial life. Yes, you can say you're planning your financial life, but let me just give you this small and simple definition of what a financial plan is. Now, a financial plan is a guide or a roadmap that you create to help you achieve your financial goals. Yes, you know, a lot of us, we have different goals: spiritual goals, physical goals, educational goals, career goals, financial goals. But your financial plan will help you to achieve your financial goals. Now, there are a lot of people who have their different financial goals. Yours might be, this year you want to invest in cryptocurrency, next year you want to invest in the stock market. Another person's goals might be, okay, this year I want to make sure I save 1 million naira. Another person's goals might be, okay, this year I want to try and, you know, create like 2 new streams of income. You know, a lot of people have different financial goals, but if you follow this roadmap I want to give you, these steps I want to give you in this episode, you'll be very good at, you know, achieving your financial goals. So let's go straight to the 8 ways to create a financial plan, or let me say the 8 steps to create a good financial plan. So make sure you get your pen, your jotter, or maybe just write everything I'm going to be saying in your note app on your phone. So make sure you listen attentively, and you know someone that needs to listen to this podcast, before I go on, go and call that person and let the person stay beside you and be listening to this podcast. So right now, to the 8 ways you can, or 8 steps you can create a financial plan. Number one is to write down achievable goals. Now, what do I mean by achievable goals? Now, let's take, for example, there are two people. One person is earning 100,000 naira monthly, another person is earning 1 million naira monthly. Now, do you know that both of them, they can't have the same goals? Now, if the person earning 10 million naira is saying, okay, this year he wants to make sure that he saves 100 million naira, the person that is having 100,000 naira cannot save 100 million naira that year. It's not achievable for the person that is earning 100,000 naira to save 100 million naira in a year. It's not possible. It's possible for someone who is earning 10 million naira per month, but it's not possible for someone who is earning 100,000 naira per month to save 100 million naira per month. So you can see that it's kind of different. So you should actually set for yourself achievable goals. If you're the kind of person that, okay, you want to make sure that you want to create like 4 streams of income, make sure you know that you know yourself whether you can achieve that goal or not. Don't be like the person that, okay, you create the 4 streams of income and then you can't maintain those 4. Whether you should be able to know yourself and say, okay, if I have like 5 streams of income, I should be able to maintain, you know, I'll be able to, you know, leverage all the 4 streams of income. Not that you focus all your energy on one and leave one. Make sure that you try to, you know, give all your streams of income the same attention. You get, say maybe if one is making you like enormous amount of money or a very large amount of money, okay, you can put maybe a high amount of attention, or get me on that side also, or that stream of income. So try to create for yourself achievable goals. Goals, you know, that you can achieve, not goals that, you know, that you can't achieve, that over your power. You get what I'm saying? Now, to number 2 is to create an emergency fund. Now, you have a financial goals to achieve, but you don't have an emergency fund. You want to invest your money, but you don't have an emergency fund. That's very, very bad. Now, what's an emergency fund? An emergency fund is that money that will save you whenever, you know, your investment should go the bad way, or whenever you need money urgently for emergencies. You got what I'm saying? Now, there are different ways you can create emergency funds. You can use all these money saving platforms like CarryWise and PiggyVest. Those guys, they allow you to create emergency fund for yourself, and they also give you interest on your emergency fund. You can even see they give you interest on your emergency fund. It means that you can withdraw that particular amount of money anytime. Maybe you need it for emergency, so you can withdraw those kind of money anytime. So you guys should learn how to create emergency fund for yourself. Try to save up some money for emergencies. You know, you're just living your life. You don't know when any type of emergency can just come up anytime or any day. So you need to have emergency funds to cater for your emergencies. I hope you understand me. Now, number three is to pay off your debt. Now, you want to achieve your financial goals where you're owing like 5 people, 10,000 naira, 2,000 naira, 5,000 naira, you're owing some people 50,000 naira, and you want to achieve your financial goals. Is that actually possible? I don't think it's possible. Man, someone who is owing money is like a slave to the person he's owing money. I hope you understand me. I always tell people that whenever I want to invest my money, I always try to, you know, settle my debt before investing. For let's say I get like 100,000 naira now, you know, and I have an option to invest my money or pay off my, I'll prefer to pay off my debt. At least if I pay off my debt and I don't even have money, I'm still better than someone who is having money and is still like owing people money. You get what I'm saying? You might have 100,000 naira and be owing someone 1 million naira. You have money, but you're owing money. I might have 0 naira in my account and I'm not owing anybody money. I'm still better than you. So it's actually better to pay off your debt so you can focus on your financial goals. Number four is to invest in long-term investment. Now, firstly, I'm going to tell you guys that you should stop investing in Ponzi schemes. You know, to me, I actually don't believe in Ponzi schemes. I always tell people that, okay, the last time I invested in Ponzi schemes or did anything like Ponzi scheme, they'll say bring this and get that, was like, I think 2018. And since that year, man, I've never stepped my feet into anything called Ponzi scheme because I hate those kinds of investments. Number one. Number two is investing in long short term. When you get this kind of investment that is short term investment, to me is something tells me like there's scam in this thing. Like whenever I see something and I know there's scam there, my mind will always tell me. Like my mind will always, and most times I'm always correct. So guys, I would prefer that you invest in long term investment because that's the only kind of investment I do. You can invest in cryptocurrencies, you can invest in the stock market, real estate, mutual funds. There are different long term investment that you can hold for 6 months, 1 year, you know, those kind of investments, and then you see enormous results, like big results, huge results after that 1 year or 2 years or even 5 years. These are good investment that, you know, that can make you be financially free in the future. So you need to start investing in the long-term investment. There are different long-term investments you can do. Number five is to create a plan for your future. And I'm very sure a lot of people, most of the people listening to this episode right now are in their 20s. Now there's very high probability that, okay, is that you're working for the government. If you started working, is that you're working for the government or you're working for yourself, or maybe a CEO, maybe a sole proprietor of a company, you know, that kind of thing. Now there'll be surely be a time where you stop working. You will stop working for the government or you stop working for yourself. You know, you want to rest or you will retire. Now, have you created a plan for that future? Have you created a plan on how you're going to be seeing money by then? You know, by then you'll not be collecting salary, or maybe, okay, if you own a company, you've built your own company, maybe you'll be getting money. But have you started creating that plan for yourself right now? That's something you really need to do right now. Don't just make money now and spend all your money now. Make sure you are making plans for your future financially. Now, number six is to create a budget. Now, a lot of people actually find it hard to create a budget. I've noticed that a lot of people find it hard to create a budget for themselves. Now, to create a budget is actually very simple. All you need is to know how much you are making every month and know how much you spend on your expenses every month. Now, if you see that, okay, you're the kind of person earning like 100,000 naira per month, then okay, you notice that throughout the month you've been spending like, let's say, 80,000 naira. That's quite much. But if you're the kind of person that you want to create a budget for yourself, now talk to yourself, tell yourself how much you want to be spending on your expenses. Now, let's say you've decided, okay, you want to be spending half, that's 50,000 naira every month on your expenses, or maybe on your wants and needs. Now, all you have to do is to just create a budget and make sure that your budget is revolving around that 50,000 naira. And whenever, and after you create your budget, make sure you don't go above your budget. Make sure you stay below your budget. Don't spend above your budget. And if you start creating a budget right now, like right now, you see that your financial life will be getting very, very good. Now, number seven is to create a plan to have different sources of income. Now, there are different ways you can make money, guys. Now, don't just be the kind of person that will depend on one source of income. Like, it's very, very, it's bad, honestly, especially in this kind of generation, in this kind of world that we are today. We are the kind of person still depending on just one source of income. It is very, very, very bad. For myself, I have different sources of income. I have like 4 sources of income, different sources of income. You should also try and create a plan on how you can make money from different things. There are different ways you can make money from. A lot of people actually have knowledge on certain things that they don't even know how to make money from. I've seen a lot of people who know how to code and they are not using it to make money. Like, I'm like, guy, there was a time where I really wanted to learn this coding stuff, and I was like, if I can know this thing, I will really make like big money. A lot of people know coding out there and they are not using it to make money because they think it's actually somehow, I don't even know how it sounds to, but I've seen someone who is good at coding and is not using it to make money. Man, that's actually weird. But actually, guys, don't depend on one source of income. The last one, number 8, is to watch your expenses. Now, there are some times where you look at your expenses and then you see that you're spending money on some unnecessary things. Now, if you've not noticed how you're spending money on your expenses, just bring out a note and write down how much you've been spending your money for, like, let's say the past 3 months. You can actually check your your bank statement or all those stuff and see how you've been spending your money. Now, you notice that there are some subscriptions you do that are unnecessary. There are some ways you spend your money. There are some things you spend money on. There are sometimes you go to restaurant 24/7 to eat instead of you cooking. If you had kind of feeling that, okay, you like to go to a restaurant to eat, why don't you just say only 3 days of the week you want to go to the restaurant, and the remaining days just try and cook something small for yourself at home. You have food stuff. Why are you wasting money on going to restaurants? Why are you subscribing to Netflix if you are not watching movies? There are some people that their Netflix subscription is on auto renewal and then they are not even watching movies because they don't have the time and they don't know that they are actually wasting money. For Netflix, guys, if you know you want to watch movies, why don't you just compile the movies you want to watch for a particular month and subscribe for them for that month and watch all your movies you want to watch? That's if you know you are going to have time. Then for the month you know you are going to be very busy, you won't have time, just subscribe to Netflix. Like, you guys should stop wasting money. So watch your expenses if you know you want to achieve your financial goal. So these are the 8 steps to create a financial plan. Let me just give you a recap, guys. Number 1, write down achievable goals. Number 2, create an emergency fund. Number 3, pay off your debt. Number 4, invest in long-term investments. Number 5, create a plan for your future. Number 6, create a budget. Number 7, create a plan to have different sources of income. And number 8, watch your expenses. So these are the different steps to create a financial plan. I'm very sure you enjoyed today's episode. Well, episode 9 will be out next week, Sunday. As you guys know, I'll be bringing you new episode, wonderful topics every Sunday. So make sure you listen to my podcast, subscribe to my podcast, share with your friends, share this episode with your friends. Let them also know how to create a financial plan so they can achieve their financial goals. I will see you on Sunday where I'll be, will I even see you? I'm not even see you, you only hear my voice. So guys, you'll hear my voice next week, Sunday. Bye.